Not
the day after the... Okay, ما تشوف على الأقل خليه يشوف الأرقام. لا لا اطلع يلا. حط الكرسي يا شو اسمك لي. طيب دقيقة خلي الضوء مفتوح. تفضل يعني بس حط لي الأرقام اللي مش موجودة. وين التالي؟ وين؟ تفضل بجوز. يلا خذ الغياب في العمل. مين اللي يساعد البلسة؟ عندك سنة؟ تعال
نتكلم.
أيوة. يلا
الرجاء بليز. قلت لي أول محاضرة ما
شوفوا أنتوا كنتوا كويسين شو اللي صار فيكم. لا ممنوع 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 ممنوع. ليش انتوا كنتوا كويسين؟ شو اللي خلاكم؟ شو اللي خلاكم تتغيروا؟ وانا امبارح دا اقول كثير كويسين. ها؟ والله سألوني قلت لهم احلى طلاب. ليش؟ ممكن نسكت رجاء؟ بليز خلونا كويسين. خلوا اللي ببالي عليكم خلوه هو كويس. وانتوا شو عندكم اليوم؟ اليوم كله بريك من الصبح. اوكي على ما يخلص بلسم. مين اللي بيساعد بلسم؟ We are continuing today regarding the, remember we started with the occupational hazard, that being exposed to the worker at his or her workplace, and we see there are physical, biological, chemical, biological, mechanical, and psychological. And you remember we say, I'm going to start with the psychological because of you. Because you are in this field also, okay? But as I told you, nobody being not exposed to such thing. Everyone being exposed to the psychological, psychosocial exposure, okay? Even you. So, you remember we said, what's the psychosocial exposure? Okay? It is the reaction. It is the reaction between two things, between the organization. It's the outcome, of course, of reaction between two things, between the organization and between the workers. So for the organization, there is a job content, there is a management, there is work organization, there is another environment of the world. This is from one side, and the reaction will be with the worker. It is related to the capacity or the need of the worker. So when it is a reaction between these two things, we already mentioned that in the previous lecture. Okay. And we say it is present psychosocial risk factor. It is present all over the world, in every world. Okay? There is no work without social, psychosocial exposure. La. La. Okay? But there is a lot of risk outcome for this psychosocial exposure. The most common is what you will call it, the work-related stress, and also the work violence already. We mentioned it. Okay, these two things is very, very important. We are going to discuss the work-related stress. Now, the workplace is, or the stress in the work, it is epidemic, as I mentioned. It is present everywhere, whatever the work is, whether it is simple or it is a complicated work. So the manager, the aim or the task of the manager should prevent this work-related stress or this effect of psychosocial stress, because the management, its management at the late stage will be very costly. So implementation of the effective strategy should be available in every workplace. And in this case, it will prevent organization from the bearing or losing matters. And also, it will enable worker to enjoy their workplace, to enjoy their work. Okay, and in addition, وبالنهاية ترجع إلى الorganization, it will enhance or increase the productivity of the worker, and it will reflect on the organization itself. So it is very important to implement a prevention for this. Okay. As you remember, from the definition of the health by the WHO in 1948, it is not merely an absence of disease or infirmity. Health is not merely an absence of disease or infirmity. It is a complete physical, mental, and social well-being. So mental and social well-being is very, very important. So as we mentioned, that stress occurs in a wide range of the work circumstances at any work, okay? It is occur, but even you have a stress. But this stress will be more prominent, will be more dangerous, okay, when there is absence of supporting, neither from the manager or from the colleague, from his colleague. So if there is no support from the supervisor or colleague, the stress will be very bad, okay? He will feel, and also when there is a little control of this stress. So we have to prohibit these two things in order the stress will be good. Actually, there is a two-term. Usually you as a student, you use it, but you use it in a very mistake way, incorrect way. You have two terms. We have pressure and we have stress. Pressure and stress, they are not similar. They are completely different from, the term is completely different from one to the other. Actually, pressure is unavoidable. ما في مكان ما في pressure. حتى لما تروحون بيتكم, there is a pressure. It is unavoidable in a workplace. So, it is on the contrary, it is a good thing. It is a positive thing, it's not a negative. It's not a disorder, leading to disorder. So pressure perceived as acceptable by the individual. It may keep the individual or the worker alert and motivated and able to learn more. Okay. And able to work more and learn more, depending on the availability of the resources and depending on the personality of the person. تجوني أيام امتحان دكتورة إحنا مضغوطين. كلمة مضغوطين, it is a positive. It is not a negative. Pressure is a positive. Please. So مضغوطين, it is good. من تجوني راح أقول لكم yes. You should be under pressure. Because when you are under pressure, you will learn more, you have a motivation, you will be alert. بدل ما تناموا لكم هالأيام يمكن تناموا لكم 8 ساعات. بس قبل الامتحان يا دوب تناموا لكم 3 ساعات. You work more, you have a motivation. ممكن تسكتون أرجوكم. Please. شو بيكم هاليوم؟ هذا لأنه انطوكم اليوم بريك طويل. Okay. So, وهسه we are going to discuss it. راح تشوفون هذا السبب. Yes, in this lecture. So, pressure is a positive thing. Okay, it makes the worker, even you, I mean, motivated, more motivated, more alert, and he or she will work more and learn more. المحاضرة تقروها قبل الامتحان بيوم, شوفوا تقروكم 10 محاضرات خلال 4 ساعات أو خلال ساعتين, بينما هاليوم إذا تلزموها المحاضرة تطول بيتكم من الصباح للمساء بيوم كامل يدوب محاضرة. Okay, and we will discuss why. So, because during الامتحان you are under pressure. Okay, of course it depended on the availability and the characteristic of the worker. However, when this pressure become more excessive, in this case, it will change into stress. So you can see there is a difference between two terms, pressure and the stress. So it will become stress, it will become unmanageable. It leads to stress. So we have a positive type of stress, and we have a negative type, or we call it distress. A positive, it is good. A positive type of stress, we call it eustress. Eustress. So eustress is experienced moderately and it is capable of motivating people to achieve their goal. It is good. And to succeed more and more. Okay. So after optima, we have optima, pressure, or eustress. روح صحة أو أخذ اسمه. يلا. يعني الأمانة مش بس المني، هذه هم أمانة. إنا عرضنا الأمانة أوكي على السماء والجبال والأرض فأبين أن يحملها وحملها الإنسان ظلوا نفسه. هاي الأمانة. أوكي so a negative stress affect the performance of the worker. This is the negative stress. So in the negative stress we call it distress. Therefore, worker must be motivated to work or to give a good work, and this is in this case we have to put them all the time in the optimum motivated or in optimum stress. And you can see here from this diagram, okay, look, this is the optimum. But also we have a low distress, we have a high distress. لما ما عندكم شغل، ما عندكم محاضرات، راح يصير عندكم ستريس، راح في وجوه، راح يصير عندكم بورينج. كيف تلترون؟ بورينج. وهذا اللي حدث عندكم هاليوم. اوكي؟ راح يصير بورينج. ليش؟ زهقانين ما في شغل نشتغله. اشتغلنا جينا وخلاص. So in this case you will be under stress also. So low work giving under stress, be under stress or distress, and a high pressure or high stress will cause distress. But always you have been on the optimum. I mean not you of course, I mean the worker will be at optimum. What's the effect of distress? Now you know that distress is a negative of the pressure. Okay. It is a negative. شكراً يا محمد. ليش أقول له شكراً؟ راح أجل موعد الأسنان تبعه. هذا الطالب الجيد. أرجوكم. عن جد. Okay. So, the effect of distress, now you know what's the difference between distress and stress, and what do we mean by pressure and stress. Of course, the effect of the distress, I mean the negative, it had a two effect on the individual himself, the worker, and also on the organization. What's the effect on the individual or on the worker? Of course, psychological effect. راح يصير عندنا depression، راح يصير عندنا anxiety، راح you know it very well. We already mentioned other or disease راح يكون عندك. ولها you remember we said psychosomatic diseases, hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, and so on, so on, so a lot of things psychosomatic and also behavior changes. راح يصير violence، راح يصير abuse of alcohol, of any other things. راح يصير drug addict and so on. راح يصير smoker also. Okay. So this is for the individual himself. But what are the effect of the on the organization? Of course, it will lead to increase the costs of the organization. How this occurs? Of course, first of all, there is a lot of absenteeism. إذا واحد عنده psychosocial disease، okay. كل يوم يروح ياخذ إجازة مرضية، okay. دائما يروح ياخذ إجازة مرضية، in this case راح يصير absenteeism، you know what you mean it. High turnover، okay. كل يوم مو عاجب المكان، okay. يوم يجي هون بكرة يروح يغير غير مكان، بكرة يغير غير مكان. And this turnover in the organization, it will cost the organization a lot. يعني حد يجيبون حدا بمكان يسوي له training وهكذا. But that's why a high turnover and absenteeism, the cost on the organization will be high. Decline in the work performance, definitely he will not work in a perfect way. Okay. Decline in quality of and productivity management organization as a whole. Lemon worker not working good, so the productivity and quality will be less. And increase compensation. You remember? Compensation, why? Because he is so psychosocial or he is under stress, he will do a mistake a lot. He will do an accident. And also he will complain of so many diseases. And also he will complain, what do we call it? By a work-related stress. He will have a work-related stress. So also increase tiredness, and decrease growth rate on the profile of the, of course, this is on the of the organization itself. All these are the effect of the stress or distress on the organization. Now we said one of these are, one of these is a work-related stress. And this is very, very important subject. Okay, what's a work-related stress? What's the definition? It is a pattern of reaction. It is a reaction. من البداية تذكروا كل psychosocial. It is a reaction between organization and the worker. So it is a pattern of reaction that occur when the worker are presented with the work demand that not match his ability, not matching his knowledge, not matching his capacity or capability. So in this case, and it would challenge their ability to cope. So this is definition. A work-related stress is a pattern of a reaction, definitely, that occur when the worker, because we said one side is a worker, are presented with the work demand, not related or not matching with the knowledge, skill, and ability, which challenge their ability to cope with. Work-related stress is a response. Reaction is a response, definitely. Response. People may have it when presented with the work demand and pressure that are not matching their ability, their knowledge, their skill, okay, and which challenge their ability to cope. This is the definition of the work-related stress. Now, what are the hazards at the workplace that lead to the work-related stress? What are the hazards at the workplace, okay, that lead to the work-related stress? We have two things related to the work. First of all, we have the work content, محتوى. And we have the work context. What are these things that are under the work content? Of course, job content. Job content, monitoring, routine, daily, every day, or through all the day, he or she is doing the same work, which is monotony. There is no changing monotony. Okay? Underestimate, under stimulation. I don't like it. Okay? Okay? Under stimulation. مجبورة بس ما عندي stimulation. Meaningless. بعمله for nothing. ما في أي meaning. ما عندي ما في أي benefit. ليش أعمله? Meaningless and لا like all variety. Market changes the same. This is regarding to the job content. Other things is workload and work pace. No. Okay. Workload either light work or very heavy work. Just now we said both areas, in the low as well as in the high, okay, it will lead to the stress. So too much or too little work to do it. شو أنا جاية من الصبح لهسه بس حتى بس أوقع على الكتاب وأرجع. Okay. Work under time pressure. So this is a work and work pace. No. Other things, working hour. البنات. Okay, working other, either strict hours, strict time, or inflexible. خلاص ممكن بناتي تسكتون الله يرضى عليكم. شو انتو جوعانين حكي؟ strict or inflexible, long and unsocial. يشتغل من الصبح من الساعة 8 للساعة 8 without break or without social life inside. Okay. Unpredictable. يوم تعال هلقد اشتغل، بكرة تعال هلقد، يوم 5 ساعات، يوم 8 ساعات، يوم 10 ساعات. Unpredictable working hour. ما بعرف. Okay. And then badly designed shift system. All these add a work hour. The other things is participation and control. It is very important that the worker should be participated in the decision of the work. ما بعرف زمان كان أقوى لا يزال أنه المندوب مش المندوب معكم بس الثاني يمكن مع كل الكلية يروح يحضر مجلس كلية، أوكي؟ على الأقل الأشياء تطلع على الطلبة he will know. So participation, lack of participation in the decision making, and also lack of control over the work process, pace, hours, and all these lack of control. All these are related to the content of the work. What about the context? What about the context of the work context? Career development, status, and training of the work. Job insecurity. This is very important. If he feels that he's insecure, he does not know at what time you will tell him go away or he. Okay? So job insecurity is very important. Lack of promotion opportunity. يشتغل قديش ما بيشتغل there is no promotion. لا زيدون سلري معنا ولا أول ولا ثاني. Okay? Under or over promotion. يعملوا له promotion but it is not matching to what he is doing. So under promotion. Work of low social value. ما في social value, ما في communication with the other. بس كل شغل شغل. Piece rate payment scheme. انت تشتغل نص الصبح within 1 hour or within 4 hour لازم تعمل لي manufacture at least 50 قطعة من هذا. If you not achieve this, I will not pay for you. So this is what you call it, piece rate. fair performance. Okay, evaluation. أنا أشتغل وهو يشتغل. لا هو يعطوني evaluated وأنا ما بيعطوني evaluated. والله ليش هو قريب المانجر. فأنا unfair. Unfair evaluation. Okay. Evaluation performance. Okay. Being over or under skilled for a job. هذا الجوب أنا أصلا هذا متعلمته من أنا وصغيرة. حاطيني عليه شو؟ أو أنا ما بعرف عنه شيء. فإما أو more over or under skilled of the job. Of course, all this will affect my psychology. Okay. Interpersonal relationship. This is also important because the title is psychosocial. Okay, inadequate or inconsiderate, unsupported supervisor. A supervisor كلش مهم. Inadequate مش لائق للمجموعة أو inconsiderate. متهور ما بيعطي الأرض ما بيعطي أي شيء على حاله أو unsupported أجي أشكيله ما he's not supporting me so this is very important the supervisor is very very important poor relationship with the colleague this is very important لأن الإنسان لما يروح يلعن صاحبه يحكي poor relationship with the colleague harassment or violence موجود بالworkplace and isolate or solitary working حاطيني في مكان ما في حدا يجي عليه ما في حدا أشوفه all the time so all these are interpersonal relationship now organization culture culture of the organization itself poor communication ما في علاقات ما في اتصالات بيناتنا لا مع المانجر لا مع الكوليج لا مع any other body so poor communication poor leadership lack of behavioral code lack of clarity about organization objective structure and strategy وانتو تشوفوا موجودة بالكلية الأوبجكتيف أهداف الكلية استراتيجية أو كلية فهذه في بعض لا المفروض كل work place it should be clear to the workers so lack of clarity of organization role and policies and support okay so all these is at are important and for the occurrence of the work-related stress. Now, what are the consequences, the complications of work-related stress? Definitely, I am sure you know it, because you are a medical student.
Yes.
Definitely. It is physical, physiological, emotional reaction, cognitive, drug, behavioral and long-term what will lead and then mental and physical disorder. Now, regarding the physiological reaction, definitely there is increased heart rate until لما تفوتوا للامتحان. Okay. Heart rate increase. Okay. An increase in blood pressure. An increase in muscular tension. Muscle tension. Sweating and an increase in adrenaline secretion. Regarding emotional reaction, definitely there is a fear of irritating or irritation, depression mood, and anxiety, anger, and diminishing motivation. For the cognitive, you know it very well. Decrease in attention. Okay. Narrowing of perception. Forgetfulness. دائما. Less effective thinking. less problem solving and reduced learning ability. All these are under the cognitive reaction, reduce in the learning ability. Now what about the behavioral reaction? Decrease in the productivity. Increase in smoking. Increase in drug abuse or alcohol, whatever, or both of them. Making error a lot. That's why he said compensation. He needs the compensation because he will do error, he will do something, accident, and so on. And reporting sickness all the time, jayibli. ما بعرف شو يسموها إجازة إجازة مرضية وإجازة طبية. Okay? For all the time. مش هو, هو مش خطأان. هو, he feels that he is sick. Okay? So as we mentioned, it will affect the organization. They could end up absenteeism, and there is, it will lead to the costing. Now, long-term risk for a long time, of course, and this will lead to the high blood pressure, hypertension. And angina, maybe he will complain. Burnout, he will have it. And depression, disturbed in metabolism, as you mentioned, diabetes, of course. Okay, type 2. Alcohol dependence or drug. Musculoskeletal disorder, intolerant. خذوا بالكم. Okay, when the exposure is continued and there is no control, no treatment for this worker, okay? So what it will lead? It will lead to the mental and physical disorder. Then the cost of treatment will be very high, or we may lose the patient. So this eventually causes mental and physical disorder and impairment the immunity system. Okay? So in this case, sickness and absence from the work. Or as he will be disabled person, and again, when you don't know the money wise, so it will lead to the to increase the cost of the organization through the compensation. Of course, this is a problem, health problem. We have to treat it. How do we treat it? There is a management. Of course, you know that the employer are less likely to experience work-related stress. By the way, سنة الماضية بالمؤتمر أحد student قدم paper على work-related stress among some factory, and هو أخذ الجائزة الأولى بالمؤتمر إذا تذكروا. Okay, فهم اثنين اللي عملوها, واحد منهم زيد أخو برسا والأخ طالب آخر now year 6, و currently there is a student doing the work related stress among pharmacists. They will publish it, inshallah, within a short period of time. So if anybody would like to do it, he can do it. Okay? Any one of you, I mean. So you can do it, please. It is very big. It is epidemic all over the world, particularly the healthcare workers. Are they having, whatever the type of this healthcare worker, physician, nurse, pharmacist, and so on, okay? And also, there are the other topic for the healthcare worker, which is major,
also the monuments. So these two topics is very important. Okay, so employees are less likely to experience work-related stress when, of course, when the demand and pressure of the work are matching their ability or their capacity. So it is matching or it cope their ability or their knowledge or any other. When there is a control over their work, during their work, and also when there is a support, which is very important. They receive support from the supervisor and from their colleague. This is very important. Okay. In addition, when there is a participation of the worker in the decision of the work, okay, when they participate in the decision of the work, that concerning their job, it's very important. So in this case, when these four are available in the workplace, the worker will be less or minimum be exposed or be having a work-related stress. So how can we manage it? How can we manage it? Of course, from the beginning, we said work-related stress, it is a reaction between two things. It is a response of the reaction between the worker and between organization. So we have to direct our attempt for management to both sides, to the worker as well as to the organization, because it is the outcome of interaction between these two. So in this case, we have action and solution should be preliminary focus on the changing of the organization culture and organization of the work for the organization itself, and also improving the worker ability, improving the worker ability to match what they are doing. Okay? Of course, through training and education. Let us go one by one for the worker, for the organization, and also then we will just regarding the worker. What are the action that should be carried out or performed in the organization or management? First of all, redistribution of the work among the workers, among the colleagues. Heavy work? Okay, aguma kesina. It's my duty, co-organizer. I have to distribute it. Okay? And mungkin nisgut raja'u, Allah ya. Mama Che. Introduce a job rotation. Rotation. اليوم انت تعمل كذا. وديك بغير مكان تجيب غيرك. فيصير rotation. Introducing a job rotation. Very important. Okay. In different places. Introducing job enlargement. Enlargement. اليوم اعطيكم فقط ثلاثة شابتر تقروها بعد خمس أيام أعملها أربعة بعد ستة بس at the same level, okay, at the same level of difficulty. This we call it in job enlargement, adding more tasks of the same difficulty. This we call it enlargement. Another thing is introducing job enrichment. اليوم فقط عملت هذا لا مش كفاية تقروها تعالوا اعملوها enrichment أغيرها أغير النمط of your job. So this we call it enrichment. Introducing job and adding more difficult tasks أكثر وأكثر. Okay. So these three are very important: introducing rotation, introducing enlargement, I mean job enlargement, and introducing job enrichment. And then improving managerial ability. مش بس انتو. لا انا همدر. انا كمان. Okay. So they should improving my ability by lecture, by training, by course, by so many things. So مش بس انتو. Okay. So manager ability. Okay. For manager skilled and training. Ergonomic improvement in the workplace. Then improving working schedule and working and resetting time. Time from time to time غير لكم هي improving it. ما ماشي معاكم. Okay. And then when back then. Okay. Implementing a direct work consultation. أخليكم consultant عليكم direct. مش إلا تروحون للمانجر الأصلي. لا كل مجموعة عندها consultation حتى ما يصير عندكم الوقت. Okay. So implementing a direct worker consultation at the work. Improving communication. قبل شوية قلنا very important. Improving communication between a group of workers or between worker and client, الزبائن, and also between worker and supervisor. This is very important. Okay. Providing a clear job description. أنت يا محمود, this is the job description مالتك. بيك تعملوا من كذا وانت يا بس وانت يا لينا كذا وكذا job description حتى تعرف انت شو what you have to do it. Okay. Provide clear job promotion roles and productivity. اعرف انه انت اذا عملت هيك راح اسوي لك promotion. Now you can see from this the advantage of approaching this management, it aim على كل worker, not only the person who is under stress. It aim على كل worker. Not only that, but another things. I am treating the cause. Okay, I am preventing the cause of work-related stress. So the advantage of this approach is that it deals directly with the cause of stress. أتخلص من عنده. And the environment. And also may have positive effect on the total workplace. Not only dosily, شوية مش دوسي. Okay? But all the workplace. That's why. This is regarding on the aspect of the organization. Now what about the improving of the individual worker? Okay, of course, to increase their ability, their skill, their knowledge. This is done through education and training courses I have to do. Then in education, I have to teach them how to managing of the time. Time مهم. Okay? تعال انت يا بلسة عندك 50 محاضرة. Okay. Time مهم. حط بتقرأ من فلان ساعة لفلان ساعة. Time managing the time. وهذا you should do it before your examination. Managing of the time is very very important. إحنا عندنا مثال الوقت كالسيف إنما تقطعه قطع. فإذا management of the time is very important. Dealing with the aggressive customer. أعلمهم كيف. أنتوا بكرة راح تصيرون إن شاء الله أطباء. صدقوني راح تلاقون مرضى أو accompanied with the مرضى aggressive. وأكيد سامعين حضراتكم قديش الأطباء يعانون من هاي المشكلة. ولهذا قلنا قبل شوية violence قبل شوية. فنعلمكم كيف you will treat the aggressive person. Okay. وما على المريض من حرج. Okay.
So dealing with the aggressive customer, okay, they educated them how to lift or to hold a heavy goods. Okay, using appropriate machine or equipment. كلها education من البداية كنا. Okay, stress management and training. I have to treat them from the early sign. Seeking support from the family. أقول لهم كيف يروحون يأخذون معلم from the family, from the community, or from the religions. أروح على الفاميلي أعلمهم كيف يتعاملون وياه أو أروح على الريليجنز أوكي أقول لهم احكوا معهم شوية أو أروح على الكوميونتي anywhere I can do so many way أوكي أوكي so you can see here we are focusing on the diseased person and on the person oneself on the individual so there is disadvantage of these two disadvantages. What are these? First of all, I am dealing with the symptoms. أنا لأنه هو عنده stress, so I am dealing with him, with the symptoms. But I ignore the cause. It goes where? It goes with organization. This is one. And also, I am dealing with the one. The important cause of stress in the world is not dealt with. And also I ignore the other things. The beneficial effect for the person for a short period of time. أنا بس عالجته. Okay, بكرة يرجع مرة ثانية ويرجع نفس الشيء إذا رجع للوضع. أعطيته إجازة وصار كويس. بس من يرجع للورك بليس ترجع نفس الحالة له. فإذا I didn't treat. Why? Because the cause is inside the organization itself. So that's why the priority given to what? Given to the organization. Okay? But the best way is to do a combination of both of them. Yes, on the organization, the priority should be given to the organization or should be given to priority to the organization. But also, the best thing is to do a combination of both the organization as well as of the patient. So this is the best way to do it. So for this reason, a combination of organization and individual approach is often the most useful things. Okay? For the prevention or the management of the... This is some example. And come on, in high workload, okay, as we redistribution, you remember, وأنطي البريوريتي أحط الأهم على المهم. دكتورة مخبوصي، okay. كم محاضرة عندكم أناتومي؟ عندنا 50، ابتدوا بيها. يا المهم، فإذا give priority first, okay. Training the worker, this in this case, monotonous, assembly, distribution of the work to the other, this one, and also make rotation, just now we said, because monotonous, the other thing is to see job enlargement, make, and job enrichment. Job enlargement and job enrichment. In this case, the patient or the worker will be always under-motivated. Okay, he will be motivated all the time. Job enlargement, job out. Okay, when necessary, often additional training and education. This is when there is, والله دكتورة زهقانين وانا تنس شغلنا كل اوكي خليني اقسم عليكم وهذه البقية برضو تقروها وتشوفوها it is very nice. I think time is over. Thank you very much. الضوء please.